Well, good day to you and welcome to Is This Thing podcast number 79. It's a solo show today. It's just me on me Todd. But I've got some fantastic music for you. Really, really great music. Some new songs. I've got some exclusives, I believe. And we'll have a little talk about those later on. To kick off with something that I was just found earlier on. This is the Eastern Conference Champions and Bloody Bells. And do you know what? It's bloody brilliant. Listen to this. Fantastic.
Don't go.
to the river. How cool is that? Brilliant. What a summer track. Are we going to do that? Are we going to say, this is a summer track? It's an any day track. I bloody love that song. Now, Hot Vamp Club. This could be an exclusive. I don't know if anybody else has got this or heard this yet. This is the new single. It's called Always Always. It's fab.
With your tears, but I thought your image was your only fear. Midnight line, midline, mid sky, lead me towards the appendix sky.
Mein Name ist Burkhard Fiesenfeld und du hörst Nick Tanz, Is This Thing on Podcast.
Fantastic. That was Always, Always by the Hot Vamp Club. That's a new single by them. If you want to find out more about them, go on the website. There's new stuff happening on the website this week. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to have a little poll that you can go and tell me a little bit about your musical tastes and how you find music. So if you like doing things like that, Go to the website later on and click a few little buttons. Now, Gideon sent me a track about 5 minutes before I put these things together, and it's a great track. This is called Everything Must End. This is Gideon's Demise.
Information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Marvellous, marvellous. Go, Gideons. They're from Southampton and they're going to be at Bestival this year. Now, just before I go on to play the interview I did, I'm just clicking things away. I'm very sorry. Very unprofessional of me. But it's very unprofessional because I'm not a professional, so I don't get paid for this. Is the PRS. Now, if you're a musician, or if you're a musician and a songwriter, or if you know a musician and a songwriter, or maybe I shouldn't have had that beer. I'm looking at beer now. It's very nice beer. I made it myself. Then you may or may not know about the PRS. The PRS costs £10 a year to join. Normally a lot of musicians seem to think that it's just for getting played on the radio and things, but there is a scheme they run called the Pubs and Clubs Scheme. I mentioned this a little bit last week, this week's been a bit funny. I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. There's a few geeks out there that want to know. I count myself as a geek who want to know how the podcast failed, and I should tell you what I did about that later on. But I'm rambling, boys and girls. Yeah, PRS. Basically, if you are playing in pubs and clubs and playing your own music, then you should join the PRS. It costs £10 to join. You can join the PRS and join the thing called the Pubs and Clubs Scheme, which is part of the PRS. That costs you nothing at all. And every so often, what you do is you submit a form online of, it's an Excel spreadsheet, of where you've played, the dates of where you've played, and your songs, your core set. And you will get paid money for it, for playing the gigs, even though you got paid by the venue, or even if you didn't get paid by the venue, which often happens with us poor struggling bastards. Morash will tell you a little bit about that later on. So I got some money paid into my bank. I got £145 paid into my bank account last week. Bloody marvellous that was. Loved that a lot. So for the sake of filling in a form online and just sending it as an email, I've got £145. I do a few gigs. I don't do that many gigs. I'm doing a lot at the moment, but you know. Anyway, if you're a musician, songwriter, doing your own stuff, then do it. And if you know somebody that is, urge them to do it. I was talking about this earlier on today. Some people go, oh, I can't be bothered to do that. You can't be bothered. It takes about 15 minutes, get £145. And Gideon's demise, playing best of all. Gideon, if you're not in the PRS, then I pity you. I pity the fool. Anyway, earlier on this week...
And Paul!
Nick!
What time of the week do we call this?
We call this Skyping and talking about music and nonsense, don't we?
We do, mate. I lost you a bit then, but we'll carry on.
Yeah,
anyway,
I lost you a bit.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's
It's Good Friday, but not that good for the internet, maybe. I think a lot of people are on at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, let's just fly by the seat of our pants.
Indeed, we? As we usually do.
Yeah,
yeah. So, how are you, mate?
If we're wearing any pants.
If we are, well, you know.
You know, this week we happen to be wearing pants.
We do.
Well, I don't know if you are. I can only see the top half of it.
Well, I think I'll leave that to your imagination.
Anyway, it's been great catching up, mate. I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for meeting.
How have you been anyway? You all right? You had a good week?
Yeah, just very good week. Pardon?
Did you just ask me that?
I did.
Okay. Do you want me to answer or do you want to answer?
Well, you answer your week first.
My week's been fine, mate. Thank you very much. Yeah, started a new job yesterday. First part of the week, we were in Spain for a friend's wedding. So that was fantastic. Ate too much, drank too much. Brilliant. It was
lovely.
Great. Really good experience, yeah. And, started my new job yesterday. It's all good. We've got a nice weekend of, we've seen friends today and we're seeing family and stuff this weekend. So it's all good.
Lovely. And you're going bowling as well, aren't you?
Going bowling, mate.
Lovely. I might do that myself, actually.
Why not? You know, come along, mate. Come along, meet the family. Well, you met the family. You met the old man.
I did.
Had a good chat with him at the wedding, didn't you?
I did indeed. Well, a fine figure of a man.
Yes, all 4'6" of him. Yeah, he's. My old man. That's where my musical enthusiasm from.
Yeah,
my musical enthusiasm and lack of musical talent. It's all down to him.
Well, he's a great music fan, that's for sure.
Oh God, yeah. Well, didn't he sort of come up with the underground music?
Well, yeah, theme? That's what he was saying. Because he was saying to me, he said, look, you know, in the sort of 60s, we were discovering bands like Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin. We were seeing them playing little clubs and things, and that was the underground music scene. There's no underground music scene now, and I said, Mr. Lane, but there is. And then little did he know that he spawned one of my little things.
Indeed.
We are the underground music scene.
And he spawned someone who is particularly passionate about this underground music scene as well.
Like I said, we like hanging out with people that are passionate about music. Yeah, I've had a good week, actually. My daughter's birthday this week. I bought her a nice brand new... ukulele, a proper one.
Oh, fantastic.
I bought her a toy one last year, so she's been doing very well. She's got a lot of videos up on YouTube at the moment. And
yes, she's got a good voice.
Yes, well, I bloody hope so. Yeah. It's cost me a fortune, that voice, singing lessons. So yes, I bought her a new ukulele, a proper one. This one sounds like a proper instrument, not a toy.
Well, that's always a bonus.
Yeah, so went to a couple of other things, but had a bit of a problem with last week. But I'll talk to the listeners about that later on, or I might have already talked about that. I don't know. Let's say I'll talk about it later.
But again, flying by the seat of our pants.
Indeed. So, Paul, we've got two tracks this week. Talk to me, Paul.
But cut up a bit on me there, mate. But two tracks, two singles I'm going to review this week. The first one by a band called Damn Vandals, and they are from London. And I got some details or a photo about some giggling. I thought, oh, that looks interesting. So I got in touch with them, and their PR people got back to me and sent me the new single, which is called Bayonet. And when I saw the picture of the band, I thought, well, you know, that I was expecting it to be, I don't know, I fell into that trap of like we've spoken about before, you know, when we spoke about it with Smuts as well, Mark Smuts, where the image thing is important, and you kind of, but when a band steps on stage or you see a photo of them, you kind of already subconsciously decide whether you're going to like them or not.
Yep.
You know, or you kind of imagine what they're going to sound like and stuff. Well, this was very much the case with these boys. I saw it and I thought, well, this lot are going to be pretty raucous. Mm-hmm. You know, they look kind of, I don't want to use the word chabby, I don't want to offend anybody, but it kind of, you know, was a little bit, you know.
Aggro?
Yeah, aggro.
Aggro.
Aggro had quite a good looking dog in the photo as well. And I'm a dog lover, but this dog looked pretty angry. And I thought, well, this is going to be pretty, you know, I thought it'd be quite simple, to be honest with you. yeah, listen to it. And very Nick Cave-esque.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of Nick Cave.
In verses, quite dark and gothic. But musically also kind of a bit of shoegaze, a bit of post-punk. But lyrically, I mean, it's written with a heart as black as the Ace of Spades. And it's short as well, it's only 2.5 minutes long.
Well, the track I've got is even shorter.
Well, we'll sort that out.
I was just saying to Paul, just before Paul came on, he sent me a couple of tracks, and I was giving him a listen. And I had to email him back and go, Paul, this Dan Vandal's track is 18 seconds long. So.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get the bigger one soon.
Yeah. Well, there's not much more of it. That's 2.5 minutes. But yeah, there's loads of like echoey guitars and stuff, and it's very kind of angsty, and it's atmospheric, and it's black, and it's dark, and it's short, and it's sharp, and it's to the heartbreaking point. It really is, you know. It's, and lyrics like, "If this is love, kill me now."
Oh.
You know? It's like, whoa, man, what's that there?
You know? Steady on.
Yeah, indeed. They're a London band. They've got a shared interest in high quality graffiti art.
Oh, very interesting.
Now, I'll tell you what, they've go up on YouTube and check out their videos, because their videos are fantastic. Really, really, a lot of thought went into them. And what are you doing there?
My daughter's just coming in. She wanted to talk to me, so I've just gone.
Ah, all right, bless her. Where are you talking about her?
Well, maybe she was. Maybe they were. Maybe she is burning.
Maybe she's burning. Look, just go and put yourself out. I'll be there in a minute.
It's very hot out there, Paul.
It is a hot day. Yeah, wow, what weather. It's amazing. I'm not going to get drawn into that, though.
No.
But yeah, great videos on YouTube. Go and check out the Dan Vandal's videos on YouTube, because they're really, really creative, really interesting. I've put the video of Bayonet on unpluggedthejukebox.com with the review of the single, and it's very, very simplistic, but very, but kind of very clever and very interesting at the same time, and quite funny as well, I think. But yeah, they've been played on Q Radio and Total Rock Radio and stuff, and they've got a debut album out in the summer. So Bayonet is on iTunes, so go and dig it through, because it's bloody good. Really like
lovely.
It.
Excellent.
And you can find out about them. Unfortunately, it's MySpace. It's Dan Vandal's, but I'm sure that they will cotton on to the fact that MySpace is dying on its arse, and they'll go and find them on YouTube instead. You go and watch all their video.
Yeah, follow them on YouTube. It's better if you follow people on YouTube, because at least you can email them and do stuff then, you know,
exactly.
And it works.
Yeah.
Do you know that more people discover music on YouTube than any other place?
Yeah, I do. YouTube's fantastic. I mean, if I read about things or whatever, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to check that out. You go to YouTube straight away and, you know, see what you can find, and then that invariably leads to other bands and stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's a great tool for finding new music, I'd suggest. Right, next band we're going to talk about. Now, we've gone from something pretty black and pretty bleak and pretty depressing to something that's downright upbeat and summery and fantastic, I think. It's a band called Tin Soldier. And it's their new single called Just What I Needed. This is great. They recorded their debut album came out last year. They recorded it with a producer by the name of Greg Brimson. And an engineer, I couldn't believe this when I read this guy's name, but his name is Russ Russell.
Who would have done that? I wonder what Russ is short for.
Yeah.
Because Russ is short for Russell, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
Russell.
But anyway, this fella has worked with Supergrass and Metallica and Natalie Imbruglia and people like that. So now
Russell in
now,
the grass. Very good.
He's now obviously worked with Tin Soldier. Their debut album, like I say, came out last year. Tin Soldier are from Kent, and this is their new single, "That's Just What I Needed." Now, for me, I heard this song. The verses reminded me of Latter Day Manic Street Preachers, and then the chorus is classic Feeder.
Wow.
I mean, last week I spoke about that Tom Moriarty.
Moriarty,
and I said that about his chorus. Well, this is, of course, is even better. I think it's an absolute killer chorus, this one. Love it. And, you know, it's a usual thing. You can't help but listen to it with a smile on your face, I personally think. Mm-hmm. Now, you heard a bit of it, and you said to me, Fergal Sharkey.
Well, I thought, when it started out, the vocals, his vocals sounded a bit like Fergal Sharkey to me. But,
really?
You know,
Paul, I thought tone-wise, it sounded a little bit like Paul Liddell.
Yeah, well, you see, you know, Paul Liddell could sound a little bit like Fergal Sharkey.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm going to throw any names at you, you're going to come back to Fergal Sharkey.
Well, if they
determined.
Well, it's what I came up with. Look, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He doesn't sing anymore, does he, Fergal Sharkey? He runs some music company.
Isn't
it? It's not the PRS, it's something like that. He's head of that, something like that.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, the Undertones are still touring, aren't they? But just
they are. Him. They are. Now,
they actually,
Paul.
Actually, Doyle and the Forefathers are supporting them, I believe, on their tour.
In Southampton?
Yeah, and around the UK, I believe.
Ah, it is, isn't it? Mm. That's right, because I was listening. I was looking. Oh, I don't want to go off on a tangent, because it's too much of a tangent, that one.
Well, okay.
It's a dead end street as well.
Hey, a Tin Soldier. Yes.
So is it any good?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's great. It's a brilliant, brilliant song. Very, very summery, very surfy. It's been well in and around. It's fantastic weather at the moment. It's an ideal soundtrack to days like today.
Is it a soundtrack to the summer, Paul?
Soundtrack to the summer, Nick. Yes.
Woohoo!
You can imagine a kind of, you know, the band sort of playing this on a sun-kissed beach. You know, scantily clad ladies. You know, it's all good. And then the ending is totally different, because it's a real upbeat summer pop rock commercial song, and then the ending is quite dark and menacing with like crashing cymbals and stuff. So it's a bit different, but yeah, love it. Tin Soldier, just what I needed. It's going to be on iTunes and stuff. It is on iTunes. It has been released. It got released this week, so yeah, it's on iTunes. So go and check it out, because they're great.
And what's their website like?
It's another MySpace, mate.
It's depressing, isn't it?
I think bands will get there.
Right. No, they will. I went to a conference. Sorry, Paul, what were you saying?
It's all right, mate, you go for it.
Well, I went to a thing called Conics this week, which was a music... Please. It was a music kind of conference, how people can... market and sell their music online and or making all those sorts of things. And there were a few, you know, like you say, they are getting it slowly. People are realising how easy it is to build websites and to do things. And like,
yeah.
But still, some bands just go, I'll put it on MySpace, that's it. That's all I want to do.
That's like we said, you know, WordPress, Blogger, all those, you know, they're really, I mean, Jesus, if I can do it.
Yeah.
You know? God,
oh, no.
It's really, really easy.
Well, it is easy, but fortunately, some people just can't do it, and that's why I make simple web. See, that's one of the things I do is I actually make these websites for bands. So I'm kind of glad in a way that they're not so adept at it, because it means that they can employ me and I'll do it.
Oh, you merciless man!
I know.
You can go and check out Tin Soldier at the Merc store. They're doing an in-store show on Carnaby Street in London on the 5th of May. So it's not too far away. So yeah, I'm going to go and check him out. I reckon that'll be good fun.
I think I'm doing something on the 5th of May. It's a Saturday. I am doing something on the 5th of May. I remember. I'm organising a music
trip,
like festival.
That's not a Saturday.
Isn't it?
No.
It's the 7th of May then.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I'm meant to be organising the PA as well. I better get the dates
right.
I'm
going to football on the 7th of May.
Are you?
For the American listeners, soccer.
Soccer. And who are you going to go and see playing soccer?
It's a glamorous tie between Southampton and Walsall.
Walsall?
Mm.
Wow.
But it could be a big game because... We, as in Southampton, the Saints, are second in the league at the moment. So that day could be we need to win it to get promoted. It's last game of the season. We could need to win it to get promoted, or we might already be promoted. So it'd be a big party. So it'd be, either way, it's going to be brilliant.
Lovely. Well, that sounds very exciting.
I know you share my passion for football, Nick.
I do.
So, you know, You're probably juggling with a football with one foot as we speak.
I am. I'm playing keepy uppy.
Are you? On the other hand, could have made all of that up and you couldn't give a shit about football.
Absolutely right. I gave an interview this morning for a Canadian podcast and they said, oh, so are you all really excited about the royal wedding? I went,
nah.
I'm going to go to the beach for the royal wedding.
I'm going to the cricket that day with my dad.
Are you?
My dad saw a little loophole there and said, are you bothered about the royal wedding? I said, not really. He said, it's cursed. I went, yeah. And he said, well, do you think cursed to watch it with your mum and then me and you can go to the cricket? I was like,
So how's you playing that day, are they?
They are, yes. It's the third day of a championship match. They're playing Somerset. So, yeah.
How wonderful.
Wow, this is great. So we're reviewing music and we're previewing huge sporting events.
Massive on a global scale.
Oh, just huge events that will be talked about for years to come.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to hopefully go out for a meal in a minute. I'm going to go to
the
Indian Melody, which is the vegetarian Indian restaurant in Southampton. I'm going to try and persuade the family to come with me.
You went there last week, didn't you?
I know. It's bloody lovely, mate. Bloody lovely.
Vegetarian Indian restaurant. I should give that a try.
Well, maybe we should do something like that. We did speak about having a cold drink and talking about music and stuff. So why don't we do that? We could do that with the Lost Boys.
Yeah, why not?
We could all just go out for a meal.
We'll go for a meal and then you lot will go, yeah, and management can pay for it.
Yeah. With all the money that we owe you.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. All the money that we've earned from all these gigs.
Indeed. Alright, mate, well, it's been lovely.
It has been an absolute pleasure, mate, as always.
Next week, mate.
Yeah, I must say this little slot will probably be about two or three songs into the podcast, as always.
I was trying to put it with three slots. After the third song.
And you say, you know, the way you're talking this week up, I'm thinking that, you know, this is going to be a pretty good podcast. So,
wow. Yeah, well, I did speak to her about all the tracks I'm going to play. Anyway.
Sounds good.
Let's leave it there, mate. Otherwise, we're going to tell everybody what's just happened or is happening and we start to mess with the space-time continuum.
Yeah, we don't want to do that, do we?
No, not after last time.
No, indeed. All right, mate. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Indeed.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Do you think I sounded a bit pissed off then? A little bit despondent? I did sound like, I didn't feel it. Didn't feel it at all. I've been very chipper this week. Anyway, Paul Lane, unpluggedthejukebox.com. Go there, find out about stuff. If you're an artist, then you can go there and Paul will review your songs for you and your albums and things like that. And if not, if you're a music lover, go on there. Paul's very enthusiastic about music, as you can tell, as we both are. We're both very enthusiastic about music. Now I've got, look at what I've got lined up here. I've got some great stuff. I've got a track by a girl called Frankie. And I can't remember what the track's called, but I'll tell you what it is after this. This is really something quite special.
Leave no way to gauge the season, land or time. Just a single thought that stretches on forever in my mind. Is it homeward I am heading? For that is what I'm trying to find. What calling has commanded me to leave it all behind, to leave it all behind? Each cut from the spade that dug this path tries to cut at our ties. Each road that stretches across this land tries to pull apart our hands, and each journey alters
alters our eyes, and each journey alters our eyes.
A bit special, wasn't it? That was Frankie and Motorways. Yeah, I might see if I can get an interview with her, because that's a really good show. In fact, all the people that I'm always trying to get interviews with people, always, because I think they're interesting, aren't they, generally? I haven't done an interview for a while. I've actually been interviewed myself quite a lot in the last couple of weeks with various podcasters and the like, because I've done a lot of gigs and the vinyl project's doing very well. Do some more prepayments, but I'll talk about that another time when I'm a little bit more lucid. I think I'm a little bit slurry today. It's a beer slur. I make no apologies for it. It's summer. It's gorgeous. It's just what we're supposed to do. Now, Postcode, they've got a new album out. Listen to this.
Posh Bird.
See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
Yes, of which you can go to on Facebook. I mean, you can find it on the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com. So, yeah, go on to this week. There's a little poll there. I want to find out how sophisticated you are. Are you a sophisticated music listener? Are you? Are you really? Yes, well, there's a poll on there this week. So go along on that and do a few little clicks on that, and you'll see the Facebook page little widget there. So you go and like on that. See if you can spot the posh bird. See if you can find her name. Maybe we could do a competition. Oh, a competition. Now, see, I had this idea. Hang on a second. I don't know why I'm pulling this up. There's no webcam. There's no thing. But can you hear that? This is the Is This Thing On Podcast van. I did sort of want to do it as a giveaway prize or something. I don't know. I don't know if I want to give it away now. A friend of mine, Roland, also known as Mr. Blunden, he makes models. He makes models and he does all kinds of weird things with dinky toys. You know, dinky toys, cars and stuff. He resprays them and makes them. And he makes his own trucks and things like that and sells. Oh, he does wonders with them. And he's made an Is This Thing On Podcast van. Well, he hasn't made it. It's a full transit, which is quite cool. And it's got, have a look at the picture on the website and have a look. It's got pictures of me on the... It's a little bit confusing because it's got the podcast on it and it's also got pictures of my albums on it as well. So it's a little bit of a mixed message. But Roland is a bit of a mixed message. And I'm sure he doesn't listen to this anyway. He won't listen to this. This isn't the sort of music he likes. But go to the website, have a look, and go on to the poll. And maybe I might be persuaded to part company with it. Although I'm getting quite attached to it now. I quite like having it around. Right, another track. I think it's time. This is a track that was sent to me earlier this week. This is by a young lady called... I can do this almost seamlessly. This is called... What's it called? Oh, The Glass... That's it. That's the one. This is The Glass Child and I'll Never Tell.
I'm done. Won't be the one to take a shit no more. Just keep on talking to yourself. You don't hear what I say in my defense anyway. And I have figured you out. You've been playing me like broken strings. You're half of the man I thought you'd be. Mister, don't think I can see how you're fooling me. Oh, I never thought that you undressed me. This game now that you've been
Songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
And make sure you do, because at the moment I'm doing some little blogs about some of the live gigs that I've been doing. And, well, you might want to do that anyway because you're interested in me and what I do in my life. I'm a little bit subdued with what I'm writing at the moment because I'm doing some gigs that were organised by my manager, but through a particular promoter. And, I'm kind of saying how these gigs are going. Actually, not all of them are by the same promoter, but a lot of these gigs I'm doing at the moment are through the same promoter. And it's very interesting going through doing these gigs, but I can't tell you everything. I should finish doing all these gigs at the end of June, and then I shall do a big... I think I'll probably do a big rant about it because it's very interesting being doing these gigs, writing my own stuff, performing my own stuff, just turning up at a strange venue in front of strangers and playing. And some of the organisation of these gigs could be better. And it's not this particular promoter perhaps, but it's a lot of gigs and there'll be a bit of a rant coming. And like I said... It'd be worth going on there and subscribing to the podcast, to the blog. And also, if you want to sign the mailing list to find out more about me, I send a mailing kind of bulletin thing out. I try and do one once a week. I don't bombard you with rubbish. You can sign up to that there as well. And there's some other bits and pieces. There's plenty of stuff to keep you organised on nicktan.co.uk. Lots of different things now. New tracks, so many new tracks. I've got one I'm quite I get excited about all these tracks, as you know. Now, Coloured Lines, a brand new track sent to me a couple of weeks ago. Have some of this.
Thank you. Twitter.com.
Fantastic. I love that track. Really, really nice little track. Now, did you hear? I did. I heard a little bit of Matt Stevens' influence in that song, and I wondered if you could pick it out. Could you pick it out? It was a xylophone. A little bit of xylophone, and they just kind of picked out the high frequencies in that song and just made it a little bit more appealing for me. Just made it more appealing. I loved it. Sophie Peacock. I played her a couple of months ago. I met her in, God knows where I met her. Where did I meet her? I met her somewhere anyway, and said to her, look, you've got a fantastic voice. Please, just, you know, send me a track. She went, all I've got is this little demo thing. Well, I said, let's play it anyway, and I played it. Everybody loved it. Now she's got 3 new recordings. So I thought what I'll do is this week I'm going to play Fighting Fair. Now, this is a track that she sang before as a real like simple demo. This time she's gone into the studio, and this is what we've got. This is Sophie Peacock and Fighting Fair. It's glorious.
You were my loving, you better think again. Shackles on my feet, and if you wanna roam free, look to me, not to a higher power. 'Cause seeking you shall find, and I can see how far it
This is Solmay Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On Podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay.
Marvellous. That was Sophie Peacock and Fighting Fair. What a great track. Fantastic voice. And quite a nice young lady to boot, I'd say. Yes, well, we're nearly there. Last track has been submitted by Mr. Submitted. It's been requested by Simon Brown, and it's Love Lies. It's one of my songs, so I'm going to play that. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week. You could have been listening to me on Radio Dentata, that strange channel with the naked ladies on it. Or you could be listening on, what else could you be listening on? UK radio thingy.com or whatever. You could be listening on your iPod or your whatever. I want to know. Tell me if you've been listening on these strange channels. Yeah, especially Radio Dentata. What is all that about? Don't quite understand that site. I'm glad they're playing the podcast in America. Very, very nice. Very, very welcome to do so. And yeah, UK Net Radio thingy. Lovely. It's Tuesday evening for you, isn't it? It was 10:30. It's an hour gone past. It's 11:30 if you listened. So go to the website, click on a few clicky things, and we'll all be jolly and bright. Well, I shall be a little bit brighter next week. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I've got loads of gigs to do next week. I don't know when I'll have time to do a podcast. Who knows? Oh, actually, I'm a little bit remiss. I was going to tell the geeky folks why the podcast didn't go up last week. Well, for some reason, I'll tell you what I do. I mix all this on a thing called Logic, and then I upload the finished track using Firefox FTP to, because it's all self-hosted, onto my domain thingy, and then I put it out through WordPress. Well, I did that, and it all went weird.
And I couldn't work out why. And I remixed things and I changed all the bit rates and I changed all the MP3s and I did it from a WAV and I encoded it in iTunes and stuff. Still kept on doing the same. Pete Kogel came to my rescue. Pete Kogel from the Association of Music Podcasters, of which I'm a proud member. Proud member of the Association of Music Podcasts. And he said, have you tried this? And what he suggested I did, he said, when you're uploading on Fire FTP, see, this is all very boring for everybody. I'm sure people are going, what the hell is he talking about? But I've got to do this because other people are interested. I know they are. Because Irk asked me from Irk FM, another podcaster, said, what's that with your podcast this week? Because I didn't check it. It takes me a couple of days to check it. Anyway, as I was saying, he said, when it's uploading, when a Fire FTP is uploading, is it uploading as ASCII or as binary? And I thought, I don't know. I haven't changed anything. So I looked at it. And it was uploading as ASCII. So I changed it to uploading in binary, and it all worked. But the thing is, I haven't changed the settings on that at all. So it must have always been doing it. But just all of a sudden, it just went, nah, I ain't going to do it in ASCII no more. God knows why. Anyway, that's the reason. That was my 1 minute of geekiness. So, yeah, if you've had trouble uploading your podcast, or not uploading it, then it sounds all weird, like chipmunks on a fire, then it's probably because you're uploading it in ASCII and not in, what did I say it was? Binary. I don't actually know what ASCII or binary actually mean. Anyway, let's leave it there. This is Love Lies. This is part of the Vinyl Project. If you want to contribute to the Vinyl Project and pre-order a copy of the lovely shiny vinyl, it's all been recorded now, this is one of the tracks, go to nicktan.co.uk. There's a tab at the top that says Vinyl Project. In fact, there's two. One says Vinyl Project and one says Vinyl Project 2. If you go to Vinyl Project 2, you get to listen to a few more tracks. Anyway, that's enough from me this week. Have a lovely week. Hope you're all getting out and enjoying the sunshine. I will speak to you next week. Bye. He knows where his love lies. He knows where his love lies. He got all his riches. He don't need no gold. He don't eat little fishes. He don't eat no flesh. He ran out from the city. He never gone back. Never gone back. He don't care for fashion. He don't wanna fight. He don't need no God to protect him. 'Cause he's never gonna die. Never gonna die now. Does it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel good. He knows where lies. He knows where his love lies. He got all his women around.
he never getting old, never getting old now. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel good. Does it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel
do this without making any mistakes at all, and I start off with the song that I'm going to play third on my list. Sat and written this list and played it first. But anyway, that's just, maybe it just feels like we should do that.
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?